was turning in his driveway. That's just an example. That's not even saying with somebody who's pulling a travel trailer, a fifth wheel, maybe in a Class A, going along these curvy roads and going into there. So safety in the traffic is a real problem. Also, where he's put this entrance, if you miss that entrance, Trevon and Glenda Nininger live in this small house right here. John and Krista Lisi live in this house right here. John's here today. He's written a very impassioned letter about why he thinks this is not a good idea. And I have copies of that if you'd like to have those. If somebody passes those and they want to turn around, they likely will use Trevon and Glenda's driveway to turn around in. Or maybe John and Krista's. They both have small children that play out in the yard. That's a hazard. There's also in this residence right here. This is the Kleins. The Kleins have small children as well. I don't think that there is a need, any pressing need, for the safety concern of small children to be with traffic that would be brought by 18 sites, so to speak, that is worth the risk of changing the zoning on this. I just don't see that that's needful in that respect. I think that putting children even at any possible risk is not worth it, especially when there's other places they can go. Also, just from a traffic standpoint, my wife and I have RV'd for decades, literally, in all kinds of different RVs. We've been to multiple campgrounds, seen multiple campgrounds. Most of the campgrounds that you go to are on secondary roads where it's safer to turn off, turn into the campsite, or if they're on a highway, there's usually a center passing or turning lane in those highways. If you've ever seen most of the places where there's campgrounds, that's the case because it's a safety issue. To turn off or to come in, there's nothing like that on this highway. Nothing at all. It's really a safety issue. Besides that, we have a number of our neighbors who are represented here who moved in this area or have been in this area for a number of years, and they moved out here for the peace and the quiet, for being able to raise livestock, for being able to hunt, to do many things that's afforded with agricultural zone property. The character change that would be taken with this being changed into an RV1 would substantially change the character of that property and our neighborhood. And one of the things that I found in Mr. Pender's presentations to the Planning and Zoning Board, and here I had to hear because we were gone, the Board of Adjustment meetings, was the disdain that he exhibited towards our neighborhood, people who opposed this project. He said, oh, these people are just afraid of change, that they are anxious for no reason. And that's clearly not the case in point. In fact, it was interesting because I was talking to a neighbor I think that many of you may be acquainted with, Mrs. Judy Davidson, and I said we were talking, and she goes, and he also said that we were confused about this zoning. And Judy, she's very sweet. Judy says, I know and I see what he's up to. And Judy really wanted to be here this morning, but her health prevents that. But she really wanted to let you know, all three commissioners, how strongly she opposes this rezoning. And in fact, I have signed here, these are 15 neighbors that go from before this, the Masseys, who border on this side of this property. This is Kim and Alan Massey, who are on here. Obviously, my wife and I. We have the Kleins. We have Dennis Phillips, resident, who's here, been here for 40 years. We have the Leggies, John's here. We have Trevon and Glenda Nyinger. They're not able to be here. They work at the post office. And we can go back up Roberts Ridge. Almost every resident on Robert Ridge are on this list that strongly oppose this zoning change. Some of them have been here for 20, 30 years, and a lot of them are in attendance here today because of the importance of this issue. And so I think in kind of closing in that, it's interesting having immediate neighbors, people who are bordering this property, people who are across the road from this property, people within a mile and or less of this property, all signing and opposing this zoning. I thought it was interesting because Mr. Pinder, in the meeting that he had before you, brought people forth to give testimony, if you will, about how they thought this was a good idea. And I found it interesting listening to it and finding out later that none of these people lived in any close approximation to this project. One was a couple who had a house built by Mr. Pinder, and he did a good job, evidently, and I think that's commendable. But it was no relevance to this zoning being changed. And I think that any of you could ask yourselves, would you want an RV park to be adjacent to your property? That's the bottom line. I think that having been around the country as much as we have, how much we've been able to travel and see all RV parks, because of the slope of this property, and where these proposed sites would be, all of them would be in full view. And I have not been to one RV park, and I just came back from one when we were in Texas in Brownsville, that is a very attractive. RV parks inherently are not attractive. They do not enhance an area at all. In fact, I would say they're a detriment visually to an area. And I think that if this were to be passed, this is one of the considerations that you have. Every person who owns property either adjacent or opposite of them or in close proximity would lose considerable value in their property. That, I think, is a given in understanding how much our property values would decrease by having this change from an agricultural zone to an RV1. That strikes home to a lot of people. And for us in particular, this house that you see, I built this house myself. My wife and I did an extremely amount of hard work, and we have all of our life savings invested in that house. If this RV park goes in, I'm gonna lose a lot of value that I've worked years to build up. That would be the case with many other people. So yes, this is personal for me. But I think that at the expense of so many, is it worth it for one person to profit off that? For one person to have an RV park at the expense of so many neighbors? I don't think so. And I hope that you agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving forward, how would the commission like to proceed? Would we like to have the petitioner come back up, or?
Do you mind if I just say something?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with
that. You're fine with that? Please.
So he wasn't here before, or several meetings. MoDOT has approved. There's four MoDOT approved entrances. You're not going to miss one driveway to the next without a place to pull into. You guys were here at the last meeting. I had five of the people that were within 3 miles that were for this. They weren't across the county or anything like that. So I just want to make sure MoDOT has this approved. We're in the good there. There's going to be a place to pull in. Other than that, I think you guys have heard enough from before. So.
Okay.
Can I just respond very quickly on that?
Quickly. I'm going to limit time.
I don't want to belabor this, but I think that this again represents, if you will, a misrepresentation of this. The first entrance he's talking about is right down here, and it's on a very rise of the slope of the land.
This is the entrance that he has currently. He stated that he didn't want to put in another entrance because of the cost. The fourth entrance is to this house. It is the most dangerous corner in this section. This entrance would never be passed if it weren't existing. And so to say that, I think, is clearly misrepresenting how these entrances are.
Would you all like to, is there anybody else that is signed up to speak in favor or opposed to this project at this time?
We didn't know we could sign up or
vote. Okay, well, we
I think we've probably heard enough.
Yeah, we've definitely heard everyone.
Can everyone stand up that's opposing? Just quickly.
I would take a show of hands. Okay.
These are immediate property owners.
And then anyone that's in favor of this project. Okay. Our next step is for decision. So the public meeting had already been closed. Mm-hmm. So our next move is to move to a vote. Is the commission ready for that?
Do we have any other discussion?
Is there any others? Do you have any other discussion?
Some valid points were made.
Okay.
Some I had thought of. And they were just pointed out a little stronger.
I think for everybody in here and anybody listening, it is hard not to allow emotions to come to the forefront. And I think that, you know, what we have to look at, in my opinion, is compatibility issues, safety issues, and those types of things. And so, as much as I can appreciate your life savings in a property, I'm just picking on you because you spoke. As much as I can appreciate that, I don't know that that has any bearing on our decision, because one could argue that the value may be more because now it could be commercial or it could do other things with it. So I say that only to say that, you know, our decisions are, I can only speak for myself, are typically based on compatibility, safety, and those types of things. And so I'll be honest with you, I see that there is a compatibility issue. So for that reason only, and not because of any other emotional whatevers, I'm leaning towards denying it. But I would like discussion with you guys to kind of know your thoughts.
Sure.
Well, safety was always in my limited experience. I've stayed in a few RV parks, and I've usually stayed in one. And for an investment of there for an RV park, I would question, like, if there's land at Cedar Creek, if I already have land at Cedar Creek, that's closer to the lake and closer to something that I would take in my family to look at. But coming off of the main highway like that, and I've driven it many times, to pull in, the point there is, that was a concern already, but the point in is at the RV parks that I have stayed at, and I know you gentlemen probably stayed more than I have, is I'm usually off of the main road and then go off to a side road. I do see safety as an issue also there. I just can't see it as an RV park with all the others that are available in the area that are close to amenities that you would look at.
For me, that has no bearing, because anybody has a right to do a business, whether you think it's a good idea or I think it's a good idea or not. I mean, I think it's known that I have done convenience stores, and I'm sure people think, well, there's already too many convenience stores here. Well, I'll still put one in if I think it's a good spot.
So actually, but they're put in a good location to where it's...
My point is I am a firm believer in landowners' rights. Mm-hmm. And so...
And we could do that and not have planning zone at all, as some counties don't.
I don't know that that's the good idea either.
No.
So.
Mm-hmm.